This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've got an issue with something you've bought. You pick up the phone, you call customer service, and you get it most of the time taken care of. No, it's not usually a great experience, but compared to customer service right now, those were halcyon days. Calls today to file for unemployment or to get an airline refund or hunt down a lost package. You're talking hours, if not days, to get through to a human being. Bad as it is for you, though, spare a thought, would you? For the person on the other end of the phone just trying to do their job in this strange new world. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
Customer service lines right now are a bit of a maze. You dial up, you get a familiar greeting.
Welcome to Chase.
You follow a zillion prompts.
For credit card, loan, or line information and payments, press 1.
And then you get the bad news.
Due to COVID-19, many of our call centers are closed.
Followed by that lovely hold music. On the other end of that music is a customer service rep with a line of callers that never lets up.
We powered through it.
Daphne Cervantes works at Freshly, a meal subscription service. Most of the calls she gets are about shipping delays, but every once in a while, someone has a question that isn't in her handbook.
One time this customer called in because they wanted a picture of the mask.
As in the masks employees wear when they prep the food. Cervantes couldn't get a photo because she's now working out of her home in Phoenix. And she says the customer was nice about it. Cervantes says people have been pretty friendly in general. Chatty, even.
They're not afraid to go into detail.
But getting through calls quickly is more important now that companies are dealing with a surge. At Expedia, call volume is 7 times higher than usual. Vrbo, a vacation rental site, has hired an extra 250 customer service reps. And people have been tweeting about being on hold with banks for hours. Not a good look. Christy Pambianchi oversees crisis response protocols at Verizon, which has employees here, plus in Europe and Asia.
Right now, every country is responding differently to coronavirus. And then within the United States, every state is responding differently.
There's a lot to coordinate, like equipment and internet security, because calls can involve credit cards and social security numbers that need to be protected. And dealing with customers from home also requires some flexibility.
So we've told our employees it's okay if, you know, a customer hears their pet or hears something going on in the background.
Many companies are discouraging customers from calling at all. Most have online chat boxes, and some let you request a call back so you don't have to sit on hold. But if none of that works, customers often turn to Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter to vent. John DeJulius owns the DeJulius Group, which does customer service consulting for brands like Marriott, Nordstrom, and Starbucks. He says if customers are frustrated enough to rant on social media, brands are more likely to lose their business.
And if you think of the businesses you can't fathom life without, it's typically because of a human relationship, an emotional connection made.
DeJulius says in a crisis, the quality of customer service can have a lasting impact, and refunds or cancellation policies may not be enough to keep people happy. Customers want a real person when they call, and not so much of this. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.